Today's daf is Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Amar Rava. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza and Avadya ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadu L'chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos of Eruvei Techumen. Specifically, the Mishnah had said that in order for an Erev to work for Truman, the Erev has to be placed in an area where you would be able to access this Erev on Shabbos. The Mishnah said, Nosnoi be'ilon, if somebody would place an Erev on a tree, L'mayla me'asar tfachim, if it would be on a part of a tree that's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, Ein Eruvei Erev. The Erev wouldn't be an Erev. L'mata me'asar tfachim, if it would be on a tree, but within 10 tfachim from the ground, then the halach is Eruvei Erev. The Gemara had a discussion as to Pashup Shat, what the Mishnah means. And after further review, the Gemara said the Mishnah is talking about a very specific Oikimta. The Mishnah is talking about a tree that was inside a Rishos HaRabim. And the person had in mind to be kind of Shvisa. He wanted his area where he's technically, for Tchumen purposes, residing on Shabbos, to be at the foot of that tree. If the Erev was placed on a part of the tree, that's L'mayla Me'asar Tfachim, so then that area is technically a Rishos HaYachid. And being that it's a Rishos HaYachid, if you're in a Rishos HaRabim and your Erev is in a Rishos HaYachid, you can have no way of accessing that Erev on Shabbos. Hu b'makim echad, ve'eruvai b'makim achar, in a way where for you to get your Erev on Shabbos would mean violating Shabbos, that's not something, of course, you're allowed to do. As a result, it disqualifies the Erev. If the Erev is on the tree, which is in the Rishos HaRabim, however, it's L'mata Me'asar Tfachim, the Erev L'mata Me'asar Tfachim doesn't have a din of a Rishos HaYachid. What is it? It's a Carmelis, Rashi says. But at the very least, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. And being that it's not a Rishos HaYachid, so the halacha is, mid-da'iraisa, I would be able to access the Erev from the Rishos HaRabim that I'm in. As a result, on a Da'iraisa level, I'm considered Hu B'makim Echad, the Eruvai B'makim Echad, because I'm in a Rishos HaRabim, and although the Erev is on a tree that's in the Rishos HaRabim, but it's L'mata Me'asar Tvachim. So it's not in a place that's technically a Rishos HaYachid. As a result, in that case, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says that you really have to make one more assumption and one more Hanacha / Ekimta in order to understand the Gemara. And that is, we're going to see later in the daf that there was a machloikis between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether the Chachamim were goyzer all the Shvusim on Shabbos for the period known as Bein Hashmashas. So we know the Chazal had a suffix when exactly day turns into night. And there was one period, loosely translated as the twilight, but more accurately known as Bein Hashmashas, where Chazal had a suffix. And whenever we're dealing with the tkufa of Bein Hashmashas, you go L'chumra, Bein Hashmashas is suffix. Yoim L'chumra, Bein Hashmashas is suffix. Laila L'chumra. It's something that comes up in many sugis ashas. Rebbe and the Chachamim had a very big machloikis as to when the Chachamim instituted all the Shvusim on Shabbos, all the gzeirois shema this and shema that you find throughout Masechta Shabbos, throughout Masechta Erevin. Did the Chachamim incorporate the Zman of Bein Hashmashas into all their gzeirois or not? Rebbe said, Kol dover shehum yishum shvus, loigazru all of Bein Hashmashas. Says the Gemara that in order to understand the Mishnah, you're going to have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah is Rebbe. Why? Because at the end of the day, even if the Erev is on the tree that's in the Rishos HaRabim, L'mata Me'asar Tvachim, even L'mata Me'asar Tvachim, the tree is going to be considered a Carmelis. Right? Why does it have to be a Carmelis? Just to work through the math. Because if L'mayla Me'asar Tvachim, it's a Rishos HaYachid, that means that by definition, the tree was 4 amas wide. If the tree was 4 amas wide, then when it's L'mata Me'asar Tvachim, at the very least, it's a Carmelis. Now, even though Midoraisa, you're allowed to carry from a Rishos HaRabim to a Carmelis, but Midorabanan, you're not allowed to carry from a Rishos HaRabim to a Carmelis. So if that's the case, then why is it good if the Erev is L'mata Me'asar Tvachim? You still have a problem of Hu B'makim Echad Ve'eruvai B'makim Acher. Not on the biblical level, but maybe on the rabbinic level. The teretz is that being that when does Erev Truman go into effect? It's all during Bein HaShemashes. So what we need to ask ourselves is, Bein HaShemashes, during that period, was I able to access the Erev, or was I not able to access the Erev? It doesn't bother me that on Shabbos itself I can't access the Erev. What I need to know is, Bein HaShemashes, was this something I was able to access, or is it not something that I was able to access? According to Rebbe, where the Chachamim would never gozer any of the Shvus in Bein HaShemashes, so there's no Halach of Kamalus Bein HaShemashes. If there's no Halach of Kamalus Bein HaShemashes, if I'm in a Rishus HaRabim, that's where I want to be Koine Shvisa, and my Erev is on a tree, and the tree is four tefachim wide, which it has to be, and it's less than 10 tefachim tall, where it has a din of a karmelis, even though with Rabbanan I can't carry, but being that it's Bein HaShemashes, so even with Rabbanan I could carry. And that's why it ends up being, Hu b'makamecha v'ruvay b'makamecha, and that's why it's okay. Another reason we have to come on to Rebbe is because at the end of the day, if the Erev is on a tree, on Shabbos, when I want to get my tree, Erev, how am I going to get it? I'm going to have to be Mishtamish B'ilon. I'm going to probably lean on the tree, I'm going to touch the tree. That's not something you're allowed to do on Shabbos. The teretz is, we don't really care what happens on Shabbos. We care about what happens Bein HaShemashes, because that's when the Erev Tchumen goes into effect, and we're going according to Rebbe that holds that kol davar shehu mishum shvus, like God's are all the Bein HaShemashes. But for our purposes, what we need to know is that the Mishnah that said, Nos Be'ilon, l'mayla me'asara tvachim, ein eruvay erev. L'mata me'asara tvachim, eruvay erev is number one, discussing a tree that was in a Rishus HaRabim. Number two, we're going according to Rebbe that holds kol davar shehu mishum shvus, l'gazru olav bein HaShemashes. So the Gemara made a few akimtas as to understanding this Mishnah, as we're going to see in the course of the daf. There are a few more akimtas that we're going to have to make in order to properly understand the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav, lo yishanu, this halacha, the Mishnah was only said, elav ilan oimet chus li'ibur shalir, only if the tree was outside the ibur shalir. So ibur shalir is a term that we've seen briefly. It's a real Erevin term. It's something that we're going to see a lot more in the coming Daffin. But for our purposes now, Ibur Shalir is approximately 70 or so Amis outside the city limits, which for Tchumen purposes, and that's the punchline, for Tchumen purposes, it has a din of the city itself. So Rava said that the only time the Halacha of the Mishnah is true is if this tree, this infamous tree, that we're going to spend a lot of time on Mesechtes Erev and Daf Lamed Gimel, was in Rishus HaRabim, yeah, the Gemara already said that, but also outside, not just the city limits, but the Ibur HaShalir. Aval Ilan O'ayme B'toich Ibur HaShalir. But if this tree was in the city, or even if it was in the Ibur HaShalir, Afilu L'mayla Ma'asar, then the Halacha said, even if the Erev would be more than 10 Tvachim off the ground, Hareza Erev, it would be considered an Erev. And the reason is, Demasa Keman Demal Yodamya. And this is another Erev in term that we don't have to fully appreciate for today's daf, something the Gemara is going to discuss in the coming weeks. And that is, from an Erev in perspective, Eruv Tchumen, that is, the Halacha is, if you have a city that's Mukaf Mechitzais, it's surrounded by Mechitzais, the entire area of the city, up until, height-wise, the height of the mechitza is considered as if it's filled with afar. In the world of Erevin, that's significant. It's Nogeya Sugis later, and that's the way it works. If that's the case regarding the city that's Mukaf Mechitzais, it makes sense, said Rava, it should be true for the Ibur HaShalir as well. Now, that's another leap, because the Ibur HaShalir is not even Mukaf Mechitzais. It's outside the city limits. It's 70 Amasad, it doesn't matter. But that area, too, is also considered Kamanda Mal Yadam. So what? That means from a Tchumen standpoint, when I'm in a city, it's technically as if I'm standing on top of wherever the mechitzas are, which is probably going to be Yoyse Me'asar Tvachim. Mechitzas Yoyse Me'asar Tvachim. If that's the case, I'm standing Yoyse Me'asar Tvachim. If I'm standing Yoyse Me'asar Tvachim, there can't be a problem of me being Koine Shvisa in a Rishus HaRabim, where the Erev is on a tree, L'mayla Me'asar Tvachim, where it's Huba Makamecha Ve'ruva B'Makamecha. What's the Huba Makamecha Ve'ruva B'Makamecha? Well, I want to be Koine Shvisa at the root of the tree. I'm standing in a Rishus HaRabim, and I want to go get my Erev, which is on top of a tree. That's a Rishos HaYochid. I can't do that. That's a deraisa problem. That even Rebbe holds Bein HaShemashes is going to be an issue. But if you're going to tell me that Masa is Kemand Demal Yodamya, this super imaginary situation that we create as it relates to Hilchas Techumen, so then it comes out that when I'm standing at the foot of my tree where I'm being Koina Shvis, I'm not really being Koina on the ground, I'm being Koina up in the air somewhere. 10 tvachim high. Oh, 10 tvachim high. That means I'm also in the airspace. That means I'm in the same area. If I'm in the same area, I'm not in a Rishus HaRabim. If I'm not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be a problem. Now, just to be clear, this idea that I can be in the foot of a tree B'toichi burish alir, and it's as if I'm in a makom p'tur, if I'm in a rishus ha-yachid, point is I'm not in a rishus ha-rabim, is only with regards to tchumen. Rashi speaks it out twice in the sugya. It's only with regards to tchumen. Don't think for one second you're allowed to start carrying yosem midal ha-ramis in that area. Of course not. This is a special chiddush in tchumen, but we're discussing tchumen over here. So being that with regards to tchumen, you find this Chiddush, that it's command the mal yadamya, it's as if I'm lemaila me'asara tvachim. Okay, so if regarding tchumen, it's as if I'm lemaila me'asara tvachim. In the event that my erev is also lemaila me'asara tvachim, we're not going to look at it as if hu b'makam echad ve'eruvah b'makam echad, but rather we're going to look at it as hu ve'eruvah b'makam echad. Frank the Gemara, ihachi, oibazoi. If that's the case, chutzli burishalir nami, then I have a situation where I can come up with another imaginary matzav where the halacha should be the same. That even if the tree is outside the city limits, it's outside the Ibur Shalir, you should have the same halacha. What's this based on? It's in fact based on something else Rava said. Because given on my Rava, if someone plants an Erev Tchumen, so the halacha is the entire Arba Amos of where the Erev Tchumen is considered a Rishos HaYachid. Have you a Rishos HaYachid? So again, this is a Chiddush that's Negei Tchumen, a Chiddush that we don't need to fully appreciate right now. It's something that's coming up in the coming Daven. But the point is that wherever you put your Erev Tchumen, that area, it's Dalet Amos, now gets a din of a Rishos HaYachid. So what's the Kasha? So if with regards to Tchumen, again, emphasis on regards to Tchumen, the area where you placed your Erev, the entire Dalet Amos around it is considered a Rishos HaYachid. Rishos HaYachid is like Lad Rekia. It goes all the way up to the Shrine. So who cares that the Erev is on the tree? What's the problem? Oh, the Erev's in a Rishos HaYachid. I'm being kind of shvisa weir on the foot of the tree. What's the foot of the tree? The foot of the tree is a Rishos HaRabim. Yeah, it's a Rishos HaRabim midday raisa as it relates to Hitzah. But as it relates to Tchumen, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. Because as it relates to Tchumen, the whole Dalet Amos surrounding the Erev. The Erev's on the tree. It's on top. So I'm within the Dalet Amos. So if I'm within the Dalet Amos, I'm technically in a Rishos HaYachid. So I'm in a Rishos HaYachid and the Erev's in a Rishos HaYachid. So what's going to be the problem? Meaning, if Rav is right, what's the Ihachi? If you can use this imaginary Rishos HaYachid to impact the laws of Huba Makam Echad Ve'eruv Makam Acher, and based on that, you want Rav made in a Kimto, that the whole Mishnah is talking about where the Elon was, oh, you made Chutzli Burish Alir. If that's the case, this whole Mishnah, there's no way to learn. Because it's always going to be an imaginary Rishos HaYachid situation, because the area surrounding the Dalet Amos, that's Makif, the Erev, is always has a din of a Rishos HaYachid. That's an Erev in Halacha. Again, it's not a Shabbos Halacha, it's not a Kol HaTerukul Halacha. It's an Erev in Halacha. But we're discussing Erev, we're discussing Eruv Tchumen. So if regarding Eruv Tchumen has a din of a Rishos HaYachid, so again, it's Huba Malkam Echad, they Ruva Malkam Echad. So what's Pshan in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no. Omer Yisrael Beidra, Mishar Shihach, Bilan, Noita, Chutzla, Arba, Amas, Oskinon. That Ihachi is not a Kasha. Meaning you can use imaginary Rishos HaYachids to impact the laws of Huba Malkam Echad, by Ruba Malkam Echad. So what's the Kasha? Every time the Erev is Yoysim, Yasar, Tfacham, Atapa, the Elon, why is it an issue? Because I'm in the Rishos HaRabim, that's where I'm being Kona Shvisa, and I have no way of accessing the Erev. What do you mean? My whole surrounding area is really a Rishos HaRabim, is really a Rishos HaYachid based on the Alocha that a Noisin Eruva Yeshlo Yarba Amos. The Teretz is, you have to say, it's talking about where I wanted to be kind of shvisa at the foot of a tree. I put my Erev on the tree. It was more than 10 tfachim off the ground. However, it was outside of the Dalet Amos from where I was being kind of shvisa. So where I'm being kind of shvisa is actually not within the Dalet Amos of where the Erev is. Yeah, anoisin eruvo yesh lo yarba amos. So the assumption is, so am I not in the same area where my Erev is? Where I'm actually not in the same area where my Erev is. As the Gemara, and what's the case? The case is where I was at the foot of the tree, but there was a branch that was sticking out of the tree, and I put the Erev on the branch, and it was sticking out so far that it was more than Dalet Amos from where I was standing. Says the Gemara, V'neschavin lishpais be'ikroi. Right, the Gemara. So, mailo, mailo, mailo mato. Just a technical question, because the Mishnah, when it discussed putting the Erev Tchumen on the tree, so it's a nasna be'ilon, l'mailo me'asara. If it's higher than 10 tfachim on the tree, it's one halacha. If it's lower than 10 tfachim, then it's a different halacha. And a tree, there's higher parts and there's lower parts, right? You have a tall tree. So is it on the higher part or is it on the lower part? If we're discussing that you didn't put it on the tree, you put it on a branch, because again, I have to be more than 4 amos away from the Erev in order to make sense of the Mishnah. So obviously it wasn't on the tree because I'm residing at the foot of the tree. So it's on a branch that's extending out more than Dalet Amos. The branch itself doesn't have a lamaila lamata, but there's a higher part in the branch, there's a lower part in the branch. If anything, what the Mishnah should have said was the Lashon Gavoya V'Namuch Zakrashi. How tall is the tree? Is the branch? Is the branch more than 10 tefachim tall, or is it less than 10 tefachim tall? Lamailo lamata sounds like the upper part versus the lower part. There's no upper and lower on the branch. The branch is what it is. On the tree itself, there's an upper and a lower. But over here, l'chayre, there's no upper and lower. So, freit the Gemara, what's the verbiage of lamailo lamata? So the Gemara says you have to say the hadar zakiv. It's talking about where this branch did curve, and being that it curved, so there's a lamaila part and there's a lamaila part. Rashi just adds, if you're following the Metzias, you have to say that the straight part of the branch all went lamata, and then it started curving up, where part of it was lamaila, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. You put it on the branch, it was more than 4 amos away from where you are. If you put it on the part of the branch, that's lamaila, so then the halacha is an eruv ha'erev. If you put it on the part of the branch, that's lamata, so over there, the eruv is going to be an eruv. Again, what's the issue over here? The issue over here is that when I'm in a Rishus HaRabim, that's where I'm being kind of shvis, at the foot of the tree. I put my Erev on the tree. I put my Erev high on the tree, or at the very least, more than 10 tefachim. That area, being that the tree itself is 4 tefachim wide, now it's more than 10 tefachim tall, and that's where I put the Erev, so my Erev is in a Rishus HaYachid. I'm in a Rishus HaRabim, my Erev is in a Rishus HaYachid. I have no way of accessing this Erev. Even on Bein HaShmashes I can't, because Bein HaShmashes, we go to Chumrah as it relates to Malachas Deiraisa, that's always going to be an issue, and it's for that reason, the Erev itself is not going to be an Erev. Freit the Gemara, if you're going to tell me what Rava just told us, and that is that the Dalet Amos around the Erev is considered a Rishos HaYachid. So if that's the case, I have an Eitzah. I have a way to be able to get it. Why can't I climb the tree, be lamaila me'asar tefachim, and then go pick up the Erev? What's going to be the problem? You're right. If I'm going to be lamata, then I have no way of getting the Erev. Because lamata is a Rishos HaRabim, lamaila is a Rishos HaYachid. I can't take it from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaRabim. If, however, I climb the tree, so now I'm not in the Rishos HaRabim anymore. I just went Yosef Me'asar HaTvachim, so let me go ahead and get it that way. Why can't I climb the tree and get it that way? Why are you assuming I have no way of accessing it? Can't I climb the tree? So what are you going to tell me? You can't be Mishtamish Be'ilon? No, we're going according to Rabbi anyways. That holds that the Chamor never goes in Mishum Shvus. So what's the problem? Why can't I climb the tree and go ahead and get it that way? So the Gemara says, Kishirabim Mekasvanol, you have to make another Akimta. You have to make an Akimta that it's talking about where the Rabbim used to use this branch. And because the Rabbim used to use this branch, the chiluk of the branch that was less than Asar Tvachim, the straight part of the branch, the Rabbim used to use. And we have to come out to something Ula said, Amar Ula, Amar Tisha B'Rishos HaRabbim. If you have an Amud that's 9 Tvachim tall, it's in Rishos HaRabbim. The Rabbim Mekasvanol, and the Rabbim uses it, right, when they're carrying a load and they want to put it down for a moment, they put it on top of it, Vazar V'Nachal Gabbim, and somebody would throw something Dalet Amos in the Rishos HaRabbim, and it would land on that. Talach is Chayv, you would be Chayv. I mean, ordinarily, this Amud would be viewed maybe as a Makom Ptor, maybe as a Carmelis. The Chiddush is that if the Rabbim uses the Amud, then you look at it as a Rishos HaRabim. The point of the Gemara is that we look at the branch, being that the Rabbim were Mekasven Olav, as if it's part of the Rishos HaRabim. So what if it's part of the Rishos HaRabim? The halacha is that you're not allowed to take something from a Rishos HaYachid to a Rishos HaYachid derech Rishos HaRabim. And the halacha is that even if you're going derech the aver of the Rishos HaRabim, that's Yosef Me'asar HaTvachim, even that's not something you're allowed to do. Rashi said that's based on a Gemara in Perek HaZorik, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav. But the point is, that's not something you're allowed to do. So what was the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, let me climb the tree, and I'm now L'mayla Me'asar HaTvachim, let me go get the Erev, which is also L'mayla Me'asar HaTvachim. I'm going Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaYachid. The problem is, we just made an Akimta. We made an Akimta that the branch that's L'mata Me'asar HaTvachim was a place that the Rabbim used to use. Being that the Rabbim used it, and now as a din of a Rishus HaRabim. Its Aver is also Aver Rishus HaRabim. Usually Aver Rishus HaRabim is not a problem. But as it relates to the halach of taking something Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Moishet, passing something, taking something, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, then the Aver of the Rishus HaRabim does have a din of Rishus HaRabim. That's a special chiddush in Perek HaZorik. As a result, there'd be no way for me to get it. Says the Gemara, if you make all the aforementioned ikimtas, you can understand the Mishnah. So let's regroup for a second. The Mishnah started off making a very innocent statement. Nasna be'ilan, if someone wants to make an Erev Tchumim, he's setting up shop somewhere. If he puts it on the tree, l'mata me'asara tfachim, in Eruv Erev. If he put it on the tree, l'mata me'asara tfachim, Eruv Erev. And the Gemara started firing away. And after all the ikimtas that the Gemara made, you have to say that the Mishnah is discussing the following. Number one, we're talking about a tree that's in a Rishos HaRabim. Number two, we're talking about where the person wants to be kind of shvisa at the foot of the tree. We have to say that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, that kol davar shehu mishum shvus, like gazru olav bein ashmashes. You have to say that we're talking about a tree that was outside the Ibur HaShalir. Can't be in the city limits. It can't even be within the Ibur HaShalir. It has to be outside of the Ibur HaShalir. Additionally, we have to say that it's talking about that you didn't put it on the actual tree, but rather you put it on one of the branches. You put it on a branch that extends more than four amos. It extends more than four amos from the foot of the tree. You have to say that it's talking about where the straight part of the branch goes below the radar. It goes lamata me'asara tfachim, and then it curves up. Because otherwise, what does l'nailo l'mata mean? And then it curves up beyond the point of Dalid Amos, where there's a part that's l'nailo me asarat fachim, and there's a part that's l'mata me asarat fachim, and you have to say that it's talking about that straight part of the branch, that's l'mata me asarat fachim, was a part of the branch that the rabbim were mekasfen olav. The rabbim used to use it. If you put all of this together, then you could understand the line of the Mishnah. Nasna be'ilon, l'mayla me'asara t'vachim, ein eruv ha'erev, l'mata me'asara t'vachim, eruv ha'erev. Now one piece that the Gemara said on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis is that Hamani, the Tana of the Mishnah, has to be Rebbe. There was Machloikis, Rebbe, and the Chachamim. Let's chazer this again. Whether the Chachamim that were goyzer so many shvusim on Shabbos, did they say that Bein HaShmoshes, this man, Friday night, which maybe Friday, maybe Shabbos, is included in all the shvusim, or maybe Bein HaShmoshes for some reason was excluded? Rebbe said a chiddush. He said, "Kol davar shehu mishum shvus lo gozru ala bein hashmashes." Chachamim never goes to bein hashmashes for any davar that's mishum shvus. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold not that way. Why did we say our Mishnah has to be going according to Rebbe? So let's take the simplest reason. Because at the end of the day, in our Mishnah, you're putting your Erev on a tree. So if you're putting your Erev on a tree, there's a halachi, now let it be mishtamash be'ilon on Shabbos. So if you can't be mishtamash be'ilon, so how do I have a way of asking? Forget about if it's more than 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim, Carmelis Rishos HaRabim, let's not even complicate it, even though we did it in the introduction a little bit. We don't have to complicate it. Some Tzveitin. It's just very simple. At the end of the day, my Erev's on a tree. How am I getting my Erev? Who cares how high or low it is? I have no way of getting the Erev because I'm going to have to be Mishtamash Bilon. The Teretz is, when does Erev have to work? Bein HaShmoshes. What's the Issa to be Mishtamash Be'ilon? It's a Gzeira. Shamiyachtich Smoira. It's an Issa de Rabbanon. Oh, so it's an Issa de Rabbanon. Bein HaShmoshes. According to Rebbe, this is not a problem. But according to Chachamim, who hold that the Chachamim were guys of Bein HaShmash, is based on what we saw in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, this whole Mishnah is dead on arrival. Nasna be'ila, l'mayla me'asar etvachim, ein eruv ha'erev. L'mata me'asar etvachim, eruv ha'erev. 17 different ikimtas that the Gemara made. What do you mean? There's no hechetimsa for this to work. It's on a tree. If it's on a tree, it's a problem. It's like giving a glass of wine to a nazir. It's like giving truma to a Yisrael. It's like demai. It's like all these issues that we had already. L'chura, this shouldn't even start. The Teretzes are going according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, there's no and Eruv Tchumim goes into effect. Bein Hashmashes. Zok Tigmar, my Rebbe and my Rabbanon. What's the source to this machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanon? So we just plugged it into a Mishnah, but in the Mishnah there's no Rebbe and there's no Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, which was marchiv on the halacha of the Mishnah, as it very often was. And in this Braisa, Shitas Rebbe and Shitas HaChachamim are mentioned very, very explicitly. Says the Gemara, D'Tanya, Nosnim Ilon, if somebody put an Erev on a tree, after learning the Mishnah, this Braisa is not so hard. The Erev was more than 10 tefachim in Eruv Erev. It's not going to be considered a good Erev. L'matim me'asar tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, Eruv Erev, it is a good Erev. V'asa litloi. However, the halach is, you're not allowed to take the Erev. Meaning, m'mon of shach, you can't take the Erev on Shabbos. Right? The question is it an Erev? Is it not an Erev? The fact that I couldn't take a Bein HaShmashes, does that bother me? Does that not bother me? But could you take it on Shabbos? Avada nit. Once it's Shabbos, now all the Shfusim are into effect. So of course you can't take the Erev. The question is, does that bother me? Question is, do I care about the fact that I can't take it? But the mitzius is that I can't take it. That's easy. But what would be if you put it on a tree? Lamata me'asara tvachim, but it was also lamata mishloisha tvachim. Then the halach is mutter litloi. Then you are allowed to take it on Shabbos. And the reason is, Rashi says, because anything that's within three tfachim, we're familiar with lavud, and really there's a lot of related ideas to lavud, and this is another example of it. We look at it as if it's aris michta. We look at it as if it's part of the ground. We don't look at it as a tree. It can't be mishtamish be'ilon. This is nishkai nilon. This we just look at as being part of the tree. So then the halachas, you would even be allowed to take it. Nasta bilkul kala. What would be if you had a basket, and the basket was attached to a tree, and you put the Erev inside the basket. Meaning, Vitala be'ilon, you hung the basket to the tree. Afilu ma'ala ma'asar tvachim. Even if the basket was more than 10 tvachim off the ground, ta'alach is eruve Erev, it's going to be a good Erev, divrei Rebbe. V'chachamim ma'imrim, v'chachamim say, kol makim sha'asit litloi. If you're going to put an Erev in a place that you can't take it on Shabbos, in eruve Erev, then ta'alach is, the Erev is not going to be a good Erev either. So the Gemara now is going to spend about an omid and change understanding this braisa. But before that, let's just recap and just speak out the punchline that the Gemara was trying to address. The question was, my Rabbanon umay Rebbe. Where do you see this machlokes Rebbe Rabbanon? The Teretz is, it's this braisa right here. Because you have over here a shaila, whether or not I could put an Erev on a tree. Rebbe Shita was amol yeah, amol not. It depends. Is it l'mayla me'asar tvachim? Right, you have to start getting into all the different cheshbonos. What did the Chachamim say? Kol makim sha'asad litloy ein eruv ayir. So what's the hesber in the machloikis? The hesber in the machloikis is Rebbe holds kol davashum mishum shvus loy gazru olav bein hashmashes. So as a result, even though it's true that when I put an eruv on a tree, I won't be able to take that eruv on Shabbos, because on Shabbos for sure I'm being mishtamish bilon, but it doesn't affect hilchis eruv etchumim, because at the end of the day, Eruv Tchumen goes into effect Bein Hashmashos, and being that the whole Issa to be Mishtamash Bilan is a Shvos, Kol Davish Shom Mishum Shvos, like Gazru Oil of Bein Hashmashos, as opposed to the Chachamim hold Kol Mokim Sha'asr Litloy Ein Eruv Erev. Because if I'm not going to be able to take it on Shabbos, even if it's Midr Rabbanan, that's enough of a reason it shouldn't be an Erev. What do you mean? The Erev goes into effect Bein Hashmashos. Oh, this is the Chachamim Shita, that even a Davish Shom Mishum Shvos is Gazru Bein Rabbanan. So it's very Gishma. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan that we've been talking about up until this point, it's this price right here. But the bottom line is, the Chachamim argued with Rebbe. Again, the Braisa said that if you have a Erev, you want to put it on a tree. L'mayla me'asar tvachim, no way. L'mata me'asar tvachim, it's fine. However, you won't be able to take it on Shabbos. We know that. What about l'mata migimel tvachim? Oh, there, you could even take it on Shabbos. Next halacha was, what would be if you took a basket, you attached the basket to a tree, and you put the Erev inside the basket. Then Rebbe said, afilu l'mayla me'asar tvachim, even if it's more than 10 tvachim, Eruve Erev, the Erev is going to be an Erev. So Rebbe essentially said two halachas, two kulois. One kula was you could put an Erev on a tree if it's lemata me'asar tvachim. The second kula was you could put an Erev in a basket attached to a tree even if it's lemaila me'asar tvachim. Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, kol makim sha'asa litloy, ein Eruve Erev. So the Gemara, Chachamim mahay. Chachamim are arguing with which halacha. Now we know the reason for the Chachamim's chumrah. What's the reason for the Chachamim's chumrah? You're going to have to be Mishtamish be'ilon, and you can't be Mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos, which means you can't be Mishtamish be'ilon even Bein Hashmashos, because even though it's only us to be Mishtamish be'ilon with the Rabbanon, but Bein Hashmashos, even the Rabbanons are going to be us. So that's the basis for the Chacham Shita. So the Gemara says, which one of these halachas are the Chacham arguing? Are they arguing with an Erev on a tree less than 10 tfachim that Rebbe said is okay? Did the Chacham say no? Were they arguing on the second halacha that said that if it's in a basket attached to a tree, even l'mayla me'asar tfachim, it's okay? On that, the Chacham is saying no? Or maybe they're arguing on both cases. So they're arguing, but what are they arguing on? Are they arguing on the first kul of Rebbe, the second kul of Rebbe, or maybe both kulas of Rebbe? If they're arguing on the second kul of Rebbe, why would the Rabbanan have a problem? It's true you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon, but does that mean you're not allowed to be mishtamish with something that's attached to an ilon? So the truth is that's what's known as studei ilon, and Rashi quotes a Gemara in Perek Misha Hichshich, Shabbos Taf Kuf Nun Dalet Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses it in great detail, and it's a major shaila, and says The Gemara, are we supposed to walk away from these Chachamim and say, oh, the Chachamim old, they not only can you not be Mishamash, but you can't be Mishamash with a basket that's attached to the Ilan, which means even Stade Ilan Arasar, that's a major Shiloh. In that Sugi and Perak Mishah Hichshach, no one ever mentioned these Chachamim. It's not Mistaber. So Gemara says, you're right. El Aresh. Chachamim were never arguing with the second Kul of Rebbe. They agree with the second Kul of Rebbe. They were arguing with the first Kul of Rebbe. What was the first Kul of Rebbe? That if it's on a tree, but it's Lamatim Asar Tvachim, so it's not in a Rishos Sayachid, it's only in a Carmelis. So there the Halach is, it's okay, why? Because called Davishum Mishum Shvuz like Azubay Rabbanan. That's what the Chachamim are arguing with. Zokti Gemara. Hay Ilan Hechi Dami. This tree itself, let's try to understand a little bit more about the dimensions of the tree. Idel Asbay Arba, was this tree less than 4 Tvachim wide? Of course not. Why? Because Malkum Petoru. Then what's the problem if it's Lamaila Me'asar Tvachim? Right, the whole issue with the tree being Lamaila Me'asar Tvachim is that it's in a Rishos Rabbim, per the Gemara's Akimtas and Daflam and Bezam and Bez. And this is now in an area that's a Rishos Hayachid. In order to be a Rishos Hayachid, you have to be 4 Tvachim wide, you have to be 10 Tvachim tall. So Lamaila Me'asar is only going to be an issue at the very least if it's 4 Tvachim wide. So obviously it has to be 4 Tvachim wide. What's the kasha? V'id is be'arba. And if it's 4 Tvachim wide, can also be called my havi. So why is the basket playing a role over here? What do we say? If you put it in a basket that's attached to a tree, oh, now it doesn't matter how high it is. What does that mean? If the tree is 4 tefachim wide, it's 10 tefachim tall, doesn't matter how high it is. Okay, it's 20 tefachim tall, and now you have a basket that's attached to it, it's attached to Rishus HaYachid. What's the Havim mean? It shouldn't be Rishus HaYachid. At the end of the day, who? B'makom Echad, Rishus HaRabim. V'eruvay b'makom Echad, it's in Rishus HaYachid. So what's, in other words, the Gemara is asking, what does the basket have to do with anything? It sounds like there's a special halacha with a basket. Rebbe holds, usually you have to be l'mata me'asar etvachim. But if it's in a basket that's attached to a tree, that's going to be different. Great to Gemara. It sounds like there's one tree going on here in this Braisa. And the tree, obviously, is 4 tefachim wide. Because otherwise, who cares if it's Lamaila Me'asar Tvachim? If it's 4 Tvachim wide, why does the basket change anything? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabina, Rabina said, a very big daichik. He said, I have no choice. The only way I can learn this Braisa. Reisha is talking about the Isbe Arba. The Reisha, where Rebbe said the halacha that there's a chiluk between Lamaila Me'asar Tvachim and Lamata Me'asar Tvachim is talking about where it was 4 Tvachim wide. Seifa, however, the basket is talking about the Lesbe Arba, is where it was not 4 Tvachim. Okay, stating that, this is where the fun begins. However, the mitzvah is that the kolkola, the basket itself, was mashlimit for the shir arba. Meaning, the tree itself in the sefer was not 4 tefachim wide. However, the thickness of the tree together with the width of the basket together came to 4 tefachim. And the reason it's okay is because the Rebbe Savala Kareb Meir, Rebbe holds like Reb Meir, the Savala Kareb Yehuda, and he holds like Reb Yehuda. Savala Kareb Meir holds like Reb Meir, the Amar Chaykikin Lahashman. He holds like Reb Meir holds Chaykikin Lahashman. Rashi says Chaykikin Lahashman comes up in Erev in Daf Yud Aleph and in Shabbos. It comes up in many places in Shas. What's the idea of Chaykikin Lahashman? That if you need certain dimensions, right? The classic case is a Pesach is only Chayev B'mezuzah if it's a certain share. So what would be if you have a big, thick wall, you don't have an entranceway that has the dimensions for the mezuzah. However, if you call a construction person, he can come and he can knock out a wall for you, so now you will have the proper place. Rameya says a chiddush, chaykikin lahashlim. What we do is we're chaykik. We, in our mind, in an imaginary way, we start drilling and we start clapping lahashlim to be mashlim ashir. It's a special chiddush of Rameir. So Rebbe held like Rameir that holds chaykik in lahashman. Hold that thought. The Savlar Krabiyude held like Krabiyude the Amma being an Erev al gabi mokim arbav alaki. He holds that an Erev has to be on top of a mokim that's dalit tfachin. So let's go backwards. Rebbe Yehuda has a sheet, as we're going to see, that if you put your Erev more than 10 tfachim off the ground, the only time it's considered an Erev is if the area was a Makam Dalar Adal. If it's within 10 Tfachim, it doesn't have to be a Makam Dalar Adal. But if it's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, the only time it's considered an Erev Tchumen is if you put it on a Makam Dalar Adal. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha. The Gemara is going to mention Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha in detail in a second. But this is Rabbi Yehuda's Halacha. That the only time an Erev Tchumen works, if it's L'mayla Me'asar Tfachim, if it's a Makam that's Dalar Adal. So what happened over here was, is this tree wasn't 4 Tfachim wide. You took a basket and you attached it to the tree. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the only way you'd be able to put an Erev in the basket is if the basket is Dalet al Dalet. Because we're saying, Rebbe's halach is that even if it's more than 10 Tfachim. So if it's more than 10 Tfachim, it's going to need a Makrim Dalet al Dalet. Now, truth be told, if you take the width of the tree and the width of the basket together, you'll have dalet al dalet. That was the lashon. V'kilkola mashlim toy larba. The problem is, how does that help me? At the end of the day, the Erev is not in the tree. The Erev is in the basket. You're right. If you somehow could attach the tree to the basket, that's one thing. But the receptacle of the basket, this kilkola, is not dalet al dalet. Oh, together with the thickness of the tree, how does that help me? The Teretz is Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds choikik in lahashlim. Reb Meir says that being that the kilkola is now attached to the tree, so now I'm allowed to make believe in my mind in an imaginary way, carve out a hole in the tree, so that the basket just became much wider. Now it's a makom dalet al dalet. It's for that reason it's going to work. So you want to know the yesod of Rebbe's halacha? Why you could put an erev, even lemaila me'asara tfachim, why this is going to be okay? The reason it's going to be okay is because we're talking about where the tree itself was not a makom dalet al dalet. If the tree itself was a makom dalet al dalet, so then it would be a rishus hayachid. And you put the kol on the side of the rishus hayachid, there's no way to make it work. It's talking about where it was not a makom dalet al dalet. As a result, it's not a rishus hayachid. If it's not a makom dalet al dalet, so how you allowed to put the erev? You put it in the kilkola together with the tree creates a makom dalet, and l'chaykik in lahashlim. That's how you're able to make the erev. Either way, that's the way this is going to work. Zoktu my Rabbi Yehuda. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda? We just mentioned the Rabbi Yehuda shita that if the erev Tchumen is lemaila me'asara tfachim and has to be on a makom dalet al dalet. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not. It's kairi b'shus harabim. Somebody takes a kairi beam and he plants it in a b'shus harabim. V'niach ruvei put his erev on top of the gvoi. Yud v'ruchav adalet. If it's 10 tfachim tall and 4 tfachim wide, ruvei erev. V'imlav. And if not, ain't a ruvei erev. So the Gemara says, adirabo. It should be just the opposite, right? If it's on top of a makom dalet by yud in a b'shus harabim, so meaning it's in a b'shus hayochid. Dalet by yud is a b'shus hayochid. In a b'shus harabim, that's a problem. That's the whole sugya. That's a bad thing. So it's better in that case. If anything, huve ruva b'magamach ella hachikam. What it means is like this: gavaya asara tzarich shehei b'roish haba. Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that if this pole, this koyer is 10 tefachim tall, then you need it to be 4 tefachim wide. Ein gavaya asara. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, ein tzarich shehei b'roish haba. Then you don't need its roish to be arba. Zok de gemara. One last point. Kiman. This halacha that we just said of Rebbe, where we explained that the sal, the basket that's attached to the tree, is talking about a tree that's not dalet tfachim wide. The sal, the kilkola, makes it four tfachim wide. The halach is you can put the erev as high as you want. Says the Gemara, which seemed to be the like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Because just to be clear, this kilkola attached to the tree situation is not a Rishus HaYachid. Because if it was a Rishus HaYachid, then L'mayla Me'asar would be a problem, according to Rabbi. So obviously it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Why is it not a Rishus HaYachid? Because at the end of the day, even though at the very top, at its height, it's 4 tefachim wide, based on Chaykik and Lahashlam, but the tree itself is not 4 tefachim wide. I mean that the tree itself is not 4 tefachim wide, that's why it itself is not an issue. Incidentally, Rashi, the top Rashi on the Amid, brings the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Aleph, where the Gemara says that if you have a situation where at the bottom it's not 4 tefachim wide, and then as it gets higher, it becomes 4 tefachim wide, so depending on at what point in the incline it became 4 tefachim wide, that's going to determine whether or not it's going to be considered a Rishus HaYachid. But in this case, at the bottom it wasn't 4 tefachim wide, so even though at some point higher it became 4 tefachim wide, that in and of itself is not going to be a Shveita Gemara. What happened to the halacha outside first of good achis mechitzos? Isn't there a halacha called good achis mechitzos? So why don't we say that the basket creates imaginary walls? It goes all the way down to the ground. Now it's not just 4 tefachim on top. Now it's even 4 tefachim on bottom. Oh, if it's 4 tefachim on bottom, so now it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, is this the like Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda? Because he's the one that said, good achas mechitzos. The time Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, amen. No, it's kind of a chaser abim. V'nich b'troitzei traskol. And somebody put a basket on top of this pole. V'zarek v'nach al-gabov. And he put something on top of it. Chayiv. Why is he chayiv? What do you mean? The pole is not 4 tefachim wide. The teretz is the traskol is, and what we say is good achas mechitzos. So why don't you say good achas mechitzos? Again, if you would say good achas mechitzos, it would be a regular rishus hayachid. So if it's a regular rishus hayachid, then this whole halacha wouldn't have been a guess. So the Gemara says, I feel the same Rabbi Yehuda. You could say that we're going even according to Rabbi Yehuda, hasam over there, hadron mechitzta. Hacha over here, loy hadra mechitzta. And in short, what Rashi says, the Gemara means to say, is that if you have a real Mokum Dalet al Dalet. Then you can say good aches mechitzos. But in our case of Rebbe, you didn't even have a real makom dalet al dalet. The reason is because the whole makom dalet al dalet was all predicated on chaykik in lahashlim. So you had a chaykik in lahashlim, which gave you a makom dalet al dalet. So you want to take your chaykik in lahashlim mechitza and create a good aches mechitzos? That's already going too far, and that's already something that you're not able to do. Exhale.